Scene 6. Barton HQ.
What are they saying about Mr. Barton now, Jock?
Well, Snorri, they're saying the governor's a podsy, good-for-nothing banker.
Banker?
I think that was the word. I wish they'd go home. It's getting late and they're frightening his homely housekeeper, Mrs. Horrock.
Hey, they got no respect for his nibs. He's a bleak Nero. He's proved himself dozens of times. They want to remember that.
Snorri, how long have we been Dick Barton's assistants now?
Love a duck. I reckon it's nigh on 5 years with no mistake.
Well, I don't remember him ever disappearing like this. I'm afraid something awful bad's happened to him.
Oh, he'll be in touch soon.
Do you think so?
We've got to keep believing that any minute now we'll get a tinkle on the old dog and bone. We can't give up hope. Well, what do we tell that lot outside?
Well, what are we going to tell them anyway?
We can tell them his temperature's gone down a bit.
We did that last Wednesday. I'm getting desperate. How long can we keep up this story that he's in bed with flu? We
told him it was that horrible Russian sort.
Russian, Mongolian, Bratislavan. I'm running out of flu types.
Presbyterian?
We're not supposed to think of things. That's the knobs like the Colonel and DB. I answered an advert for a strong-armed working-class type with an amusing regional accent. Didn't say anything about making up plans.
Well, we've got to tell them something before they start breaking the windows.
Well, they're your clan. Can't you think of something that'll impress them?
I'll try. If that don't work, I'll just pump a fool them.
Come on, DB. Get in touch. Where can you be? We need you. Your country needs you. Oh, come in, Mrs. Horrock. Is there any news?
Your housekeeper said I might disturb you.
Oh, absolutely, miss. Would you sit down?
Thank you. My name's Daphne Fritters. I must say, Mr. Barton, you don't look anything like your picture in the Radio Times.
Oh, no, lassie, I'm not Dick Barton. Mr. Barton is in the bedroom.
But it's only 7 o'clock.
He's been in bed all day with the Presbyterian type.
My goodness, would it be possible to intrude?
Oh, afraid not. He's getting it good and proper. That bedroom's door been locked for 3 weeks.
But this is an emergency.
I'm afraid I can't disturb him. Strict instructions.
Then all is lost.
Oh, don't cry, miss. There's nothing to be done. This Presbyterian type will have anyone on their back.
Thank you for the warning. Well, I can tell from your endearing regional accent that you must be Jock. Please, can you help me? This is a national emergency, and you seem so kind and honourable and rugged.
Oh, why don't I write it down, and then I can pass it on to Mr. Barton when he's up and about?
Or could you? I've nowhere else to turn. It's about my father, Sir Stan Fritters. He's Minister for Rationing. Well, he was, or still is, or I don't know any more. You see, he's missing. Well, not missing without trace. I mean, he left a note. But he... Oh, it's all too terrible. If only Mother was still alive. But she was killed in an horrific croquet accident. And ever since then, Daddy and I have been completely alone. And now he's gone. And I don't know what to do, or where to turn, or how to make toast, or anything. And are you getting all this down?
Does the ration have one N or two?
Would you like me to go slower?
Well, would you mind? I'm just the gruff salt of the earth physical type.
How refreshing. Well, I'll try to be clearer and look deep into your piercing blue eyes as I speak. My father is responsible for wartime provisions, and I'm proud to say that the country can feel very safe in his strong masculine arms. Anyway, 3 weeks ago I returned home from a lacrosse tournament to find he'd left this note. Well, perhaps I'll read it to you. Dear Daffers, Daddy has to go into hiding. I mean, great danger. I will contact you when the coast is clear. Do not let any strangers into the house, especially not for tea. What can it mean?
Oh, a hot, refreshing beverage with perhaps a few sandwiches and a slice of shortbread.
No, not the tea. The grave danger bit. Oh. I haven't heard from Daddy in nearly a month. I'm beside myself with worry. I just sit at home all day and stare at the phone waiting for his call. In fact, I should be getting back there now. What if he's rung while I've been here with you? Oh, my goodness. Please will you ask Mr. Barton to investigate, won't you? I'm sure with your help, Mr. Jock, my father will be safely home in no time. I know I can rely on you. Tell me, do hoary-handed men of toil really have hoary hands?
I try to keep my nails nice.
Oh, Mr. Barton, you've emerged. Please, please, will you help me? I'm such a huge fan of your radio serial, and I'm in such a frightful scrape. I have to rush home now to wait for a telephone call from my eminent father, who's vital to the survival of our country, and who has disappeared under mysterious circumstances. Mr. Jock will fill you in on the details. Oh, heavens, poor Daddy.
Oh, wait, where can we reach you?
Tor, Berkeley Square.
An invitation as a wife for the Gov. A tea party at Lady Lexington's.
Just a minute. Snowy, there's an odd stirring in my iron breast. A fluttering. I think it might be love.
Butterflies in the stomach. Ringing in the ears. Strange discomfort in the lower abdomen.
Yes, that's right. Is that love?
No, mate, it's indigestion. Oh. I get it all the time. Fancy her thinking I was a secret agent.
She's seen DB's picture in the Radio Times. Just a minute. I've never noticed it before, but you do look a bit like him.
Yeah, you have me on.
It's a very slight resemblance.
Yeah, but I couldn't do all the clever, brave things he does.
No, but we could pass you off as him for a few days. You could appear in a few places, then at least people would feel Dick Barton was on the case.
No one's going to believe I'm the Gov.
Why not? We could teach you a few phrases and you could just drop them into the conversation. Just a minute. That tea party invitation for the boss, when's that for?
Day after tomorrow.
That will be the test. Let's see if we can pass you off as DB at Lady Lexington's.
That old battle axe. She'll see through me in no time.
No, she won't. Not if you work hard. For a start, you can read this.
What is it?
I heard his nibs discussing it the other day. It's called Pride and Prejudice. It's all about a gentleman and ladies and a laddie called Mr. Darcy. It'll show you what to do. Bye.
Where were you going?
Berkeley Square.
What for?
I'm going to make sure Miss Fritters gets home safely.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a fortune must be in want of a wife.
Meanwhile, in old Berlin, Martha Hartburn finds that her conquest of Dick Barton has not gone as smoothly as she'd hoped. Something unexpected has happened.